We're reading Zohar for All, Safra Datzniuta, 3rd chapter, item 40. You can download the text from there's only the Hebrew text, actually. And item 40. The prayer that a person can ask of his master is arranged in 9 ways. First, according to the alphabet. Second, by the mentioning of the qualities of the Creator, merciful, and so on. Third, by the respectable names of the Creator, Eke, Yutke, Yutke, Vav, Kel, Elohim, Avaya, Tzvaot, Shaddai, Adni. Fourth, in the 10 Sfirot, Kachab, Chagat, Nehim. Fifth, by mentioning the righteous, the fathers, the prophets, and the kings. Sixth, bin song and praise in which there is true reception. Seventh, above them, he who knows how to make the corrections for his master. Eighth, knowing how to raise or rise from below up. Ninth, and there is he who knows how to draw abundance from top down. Item 41. And in all the 9 forms of these prayer, you need great intention. And if not, it says about him, Uvozai ikalu. And in the intention of the Amen, you must aim that it includes 2 names, Avaya Adni, which in Gematria are Tzadik Aleph, and also Amen in Gematria Tzadik Aleph, and the name of Aya, Zeranpin, hints about the abundance and the treasure, which is called Heichal, which is Adni, Malchut. And this hint is hinted in the verse, Avaya Heichal Kacho, Has Mipanav, has moved from him all the land, and also where we learn that all of the good of a man is a person's home. Because Adam and Gimatria Mem Hei 45, which are Avaya in the fulfillment of the letters Aleph, and all of his abundance in his home, Adni Malchut, as it says, and my whole home is trustworthy, and the translation means that whoever is with me in the Malchut. Item 42. And if in each of these 9 forms of prayer he aims correctly, this is man that respects the name of his master, his holy name. And it says about that, that I shall respect those who respect me, and those who scorn me shall perish, and I shall respect this world to keep and do all that he asks, and shall fear him all the nations of the land because the name of Ayah, and they shall fear him. In the next world, he shall stand among the righteous in the part of the righteous, and even though that he did not call the Torah as much as he could, but since he has merited to look in the understanding and the knowledge of his master and his angel correctly. 43. He does not know how to unite the holy name and to connect the connection of faith and to continue to the place that he should, and to respect his master, better not to be created. And also, he who does not aim in Amen. Therefore, anyone who moves his lips with a clean heart and holy in waters that cleanse, it says about him, and the Creator said, became Adam in his image. For Adam, who knows how to unite the Tzelem and the image correctly. Zeran Pin Tzelem and the Nukva Dmut, and they came down to the sea. And item 44. Said the Creator, we shall make man. It doesn't say a man, Adam, which means Adam Rishon solely, but Adam simply to make the Adam of above as well, which is the zone which are called Adam, that becomes then takes on the name of Avaya Elohim, because the Avaya Zachar Ze anpin Elokim nekeva malchut. Avah Elokim is the full name. The Zachar has extended Zeranpin and was corrected in his corrections as Ima, according to the measure in the Ateret of the Yesod, where the Chasadim of Ima are revealed, since it is the middle line of Netzach Vehod. Seven Melachim of Nekudim that were cancelled, nullified, were sustained here by the Yesod of Zeranpin, the middle line, 45. The Zachar, the right line, is just as Chasadim, and therefore the judgments of the Zachar are strong in the Rosh and the Gar, because Chochmah is not revealed there, and they're resting at the end in the Nehi, where is the place of the revelation of the Chasadim and the Chochmah, and the Dinim of the Nukva are the opposite, because since it is the left line, Chochmah without Chasadim, darkness and does not shine, it is found that in its Rosh there is no revelation of the Chochmah, and the judgments of the left are not that harsh, but in her Nehi, which is the place of the revelation of the Chochmah, the left line, there are strong Dinim. Yudke, 15, harsh dinim of Ashan are immersed in her lap in the Nei of the Nukva, and in them there three times Hei Gvurot in the Netzach, Hod, and the Yesod, which are Yud Kei Gvurot. The small Yud is within her, the lower Chochmah, which is called Yud, and being in the Malchut, it is small. 46. Atik wanted to see if the dinim will be itbasmu in the Nukva. If they cleave on to Adam and his wife, and came the serpent unto Eve, and wanted to seduce her to the Etzadat, and the nest of the impurity was corrected in the Nukva and became the section of evil, as it says, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain, which means that it is a nest of the impure forces. 47. He has corrected in Adam the Ketarim in general and particular, and included in the general and particular are the Shokaim and Zorot and Yamin, right and left, and each and every detail in the Zorot, particular and general in the Shokaim. The middle line includes within it the two sides, right and left, and in the Yamin you have the Chasadim, and in the left the illumination of Chochmah. Solely. The particular and the general means that the general controls the particular, and general and particular means that the particular controls the general. And in the Zerot, what controls is the general, the middle line, and the Chumah is hidden there, and in the Shokaim, the Prat, the particular, rules over the general, and therefore the Chumah is revealed there. 48. When the middle line divides into its sides, right and left, the Zachar and the Nukva are corrected in the Yud Kei Vav, Yud, the right, Zachar, Hey, the left, Nukva, Vav, it says in her, Zachar and Nukva, he has created them, and he has blessed them, and called their name Adam, where the form in the Potsuf of Adam sits on a chair, the Nukva, as it says on the image of the Kiseh, the image of a man is brought upon him from above. So the Vav includes the Zachar and the Nekeva together. A man sits on a chair. Fourth chapter, item 49. Atik, the Keter, is concealed. The Zeranpin is revealed and is not revealed, in which begins the revelation, and the revelation is the Malchut, which is revealed Zeranpin, it says in the letters Otiot of the name of Hayah, which means that it Hayah Hove Ve'yeh, was, is, and will be, where everything is revealed in it and concealed. Atik is concealed in the letters Ekye, for it's named so after the future, that it cannot coincide in its place, because the upper and the lower did not sit in it. Item 50. And Elohim said, that Nefesh Chaya and beast and crawling animals shall come from the land, and and the Creator shall save, and the behemah is within a person, and shall come as a sacrifice on man. Item 55. When the Adam comes down below, and the Tzelem and the Dmut come, the two Ruchot from both sides. And it includes right and left, Yamin HaKedusha, small Nefesh Chaya, and man, middle line, which includes the right and the left, where then the illumination of the right spreads top and down, and the illumination of the left only from top down, from below up. And from below up, it is considered Galv, Neshama, and from below up, it is considered Avak, Nefesh Chaya. And it is called Chaya, because in it the illumination of Chochmah is called the light of Chaya. When man has sinned, the left has spread from top down, which is the sin of the tree of knowledge, which has drawn the illumination of the left Chochmah from top down. And then, these which have no body extended when the Koch of the Malchut was revealed in the Midat Adin, because he has not merited it, because it is evil, come from it the spirits without body. 52. Zeranpin is revealed and concealed when the right and the left are cleaved on, when the right and the left of the Bin are cleaved to each other, like the Chaya, which begets all at once. There were created the 22 letters, and the 22 letters are revealed, which are the generality of the letters of the Nukva of the Zeranpin, the two letters of the Yud that are in the Rosh, and at the name, and at the end of Vaya Adni, the combination of Vaya Adni, which are Zon. The Yud in the Rosh, the Yud of Vaya of Zeranpin, is concealed, and the illumination of Chuma is not revealed in her. The Yud in the end of Adni is revealed, where the illumination of Chuma is revealed in it. Concealed and revealed, right and left, are weighed on the scales, which climb where the hands of the scales go and climb and rise and come down, which is the middle line, which compares the two lights of right and left, for them to weigh equally and unite in each other. And therefore we can say that the Chokhmah is revealed by the Zeranpin, the middle line. And we can say that it is not revealed in it, since it is the 22 concealed letters. Even though that here starts the revelation of the middle line, and the revelation itself is in the Malchut and the 22 letters that are revealed. And therefore it says about him, revealed and concealed. 53. From the Yud come the Zachar and the Nukva, the Vav Dalet of the fulfillment of the Yud. In that place, the Vav of the male, the Dalet of Nukva, and not Vav He, as in the rest of the places. And because of that, Du means two, because Du are Zachar and Nukva. Du are the two Ktarim, are the two equal Ktarim, at a time that the level of the Zachar and Nukva are equal. When Zeranpin closed the right line of the Bina, Chasadim, and the Nukva to the left line of the Bina. Chokhmah without Chasadim, where the Chokhmah in it cannot shine without Chasadim. And then she is very poor, and therefore she has the form of Dalet. Then she has the form of Dalet. Yud, per se, is Zachar, He, Nukva. The He was Dalet to begin with, and the Dalet was the fulfillment of Yud, and when it was impregnated, and in it became the He, which is the Vav within the Dalet, and afterwards it begat the Vav, and this is the name Yud Kei Vav. And we shall see Yud in its name, which is Klal of Yud Kei Vav, that before the Yud was included of Vav Dalet. And afterwards, Dalet was impregnated with the Vav and became He. Afterwards, it begat the Vav, and when it brought out the Yud, which is the Zachar and the Nukva, the Vav, Ima and Zeranpin, the Vav sat afterwards when it received the Mochin and covers to the Ima of He. Item 54. And the sons of God saw the daughters of Adam, as it says, two people spy silently. What are the daughters of the Adam, as it said, then came two prostitutes to the king. And it says, because they saw that the wisdom of the Creator, he has the wisdom of the Creator to judge, then they came and not before. And the control of the form of Paga, which is to eat fruit before they have ripened. To hugged above, when they came down, they inherited ash, dust. They lost the good part, which was in the crown of the Rachamim, and they crowned the virtue. The sons of the Creator, which is of the Elohim, Azah and Azael, which fell from their holiness to the root of the Zeranpin, of that fell from the root of the Ahoraim of the Arichanpin, the inner Arichanpin, and shined in the Rosh of the Zeranpin, and afterwards they received the correction and fell into the sin of Adam Arishon and were two shells. And part of them were corrected by Yoshua. And these are the two silent spies, which are called spies, since their root comes from the Ahoraim of Abba and Ima, which are Nehi, which are called Aglaim. Silent is the correction that they have merited by Yoshua, which means the continuity of the wisdom from top down, in a way that it will not be heard down below, which is the correction of the middle line that they have received. Then, Rahav, the prostitute, was also corrected. But before the flood, it says about them, and they saw, and the sons of God saw the daughters of Adam, that they are good, and they took them as women, and without any limitations. And also the daughters of Adam are the Ahoraim of Nukwa, which fell below by the sin of the tree of knowledge. Therefore they are called after Adam, after his sin. And the right one received the correction, the dames of Joshma, and not completely, which is Rahav Hazonah, Rahav the prostitute. Both of them got a correction, the name of Shlomo, which are two women, Zonot, where both of them were in the left, one to the right of the left that has already received the correction, the dames of Yoshua, and the other one is the left of the left, and therefore there was a dispute between them. Because after the son of the left, Zonah, died, since the Chochmah was without Chasadim, then it wanted to rob the son of the right, Zonah, which had Chasadim also, because of the correction, the days of Yoshua, and not because of your dead son and my live one. She said that her Chochmah extends from top down by as the way of the shells, which is the light of life, because the Chochmah is the light of life, and she denied that the absence of Chasadim shall harm him and put him to death. Therefore Shlomo said, cut the living child in two, because he knew that it is impossible that the left prostitute shall want to receive from the side of the Chasadim of the child, which continues from the middle line, which diminishes the Gal of the Chochmah, and therefore you have to cut the child in two, where to the side of the Chasadim you shall take the right, and the side of the Chochmah will take the left one. And therefore immediately the left Zonah has admitted that she does not want to diminish herself in the Vak of Chochmah, and said, neither will you nor I will have cut. And even though that the right prostitute said, give her the live child he did not want to receive, then it was clarified to everyone that the corrected left was his mother, and the left one is not worthy of doing fruit until she will be subordinated to the middle line of the Holy One as the right one. And by this she has received the Chumah, as it says that it was evident the wisdom of the Creator, that he has corrected the Klipot and has delivered them from the illumination of the Chumah and made them Kedusha. And the sons of the God saw the daughters of Adam, which is Azah and Azael, which have Shezanu, with the daughters of Adam to continue the wisdom. And therefore it says about these two people which spy silently that they have received from Yeshua the correction of the silent correction to extend the Chokhmah only from top down and shall not be heard below. And what was with Bnot Adam, as it says, then two prostitute women shall come to the king and their correction will be scrutinized, and where it says cut the child, and because of that it says that we shall see the godly wisdom among them, that by that scrutiny he has delivered them from the Kalipa and connected them to the Kedusha, then they shall come and not before, because they were not worthy of the correction before, not in the days of Yeshua and not before the flood. And since Azazel and Azazel were holy angels, why, where did they connect with Bnot Adam to continue the Chokhmah from top down by way of shells, but in the form of the control, where there was the control to eat the fruit before the ripening, which is the sin of Adam HaRishon that ate it unripe, and he had to wait till the final correction, where then he wouldn't have failed in the drawing of the Chokhmah from top down, and the serpent has confused him about it and told him that it is possible to continue the final correction immediately. And about that Azazel and Azazel, it was said that they were also confused by that force that harmed it, and Azazel and Azazel were integrated above because they were holy angels, and therefore the writing says about them the sons of the God. And since they came down to the world of Asiya and extended the Chokhmah of top to down, then they've inherited dust, as the serpent was told to him that you shall eat dust all days of your life. And in them there was that Eret HaRachamim of the middle line, which includes the Chokhmah and the Chassadim together, and they were crowned by the extent of the humble, the left line. Without the right, the tree of knowledge, they were. 55. And the Creator said to Moses, what shall you cry out to me? To me? Precisely. Speak to the people of Israel, and they shall go, and they shall go. And all this depends on the luck, where he wanted to respect the Dikna, as it says, and do what is good in his eyes, and you listen to his precepts, and keep all of his laws, because I, the Lord, am your doctor, cure. And in order to break through the ocean to save Israel and to drown the Egyptians, they needed to reveal the light of Chokhmah in the Ab names. And it says about that, what shall you cry out to me? To the Zeranpin, because they had to extend the illumination of the great Chokhmah and the Ein Bet Shemot, which come from the Yud Gimel Tikunei Dikna. And it says, speak to the sons of Israel, and they shall take him. And the Chokhmah is revealed only through the three lines, not through three lines, but through being three places. 56. And it all depends on luck, that wanted to respect the Dikna, because then the illumination of Chokhmah was extended from the upper Mazal, from the eighth correction of the 13 corrections of the Dikna, which is called Mazal. And it says, shall do in as he pleases, the left line in which the Chokhmah is extended, which is called Einav, and you shall listen to his mitzvot, the right line, which come from, and from there the Chassadim come from the Bina, which is called Oznaim, and you kept all of his laws, the middle line, which keeps the laws, where the right continues from top down, and the left only from below up. And we have to continue and unite the three lines in each other, because I am the doctor, your cure, and my remedy, it comes through the unification of the three lines.
Okay, so let's hope that we are in the right intentions. He explained here a very special aspect of the klipot, the shells, that are an essential aspect in correcting the Kedusha, the sanctity, because Kedusha comes from the force of Bina, and the correction of Bina, Chafetz Chesed, does not allow the Kedusha, the sanctity, to bestow, to advance. Advancing by what? If I'm delighted in mercy, then I have no problem. I remain as I am. And I'm glad with what I have. Rather, in order to advance, we need a pushing force that will push Gilgal Tainaim. And this is the broken Achap, the Klipot, the shells. Therefore, the correction is only by the Klipot pushing Kedusha, sanctity, into a correction. The Klipot cannot receive a gradual correction. Rather, the corrections are done in the Kedusha, in the sanctity. And in the Klipa, later on, it is done at once, as it is written of Pelim Mekabtzeh, that all the foundation of the Klipot being the desire to receive, which cannot be corrected, only at the end of correction, by the great coupling, they are being corrected. Hence, there are two roles in the Kelim, all in all, in the desire to receive of the creature. That Gelgal Tainaim, being Israel, are being corrected gradually. However, they cannot being corrected other than the Chafetz Chesed, and they are corrected by the vessels of Achab, the nations of the world, which constantly push them to correction by sufferings, until they are scrutinizing all that could be scrutinized. He explained it in mistress that here that should inherit a mistress, and also where we learned about the internality and externality of the world, the surrounding ones and internal ones, mekifim and pnimim. So that's where it touches about that also. So that specifically in such way, it can be corrected. And what was corrected since the sin of Adam Rishon, meaning when he wanted to do at once correction on the Gilgal Tainaim and Achab, because he himself was in Gilgal Tainaim. He wanted to attach Achab to himself immediately and correct it at once. And that was impossible, hence the inclusion of Gilgal Tainaim and Amen Achab was occurred, and then by many corrections, Achab of Ascension, Achab at once, and then the true Achab. All right, we're moving to the next part.